Hi guys, welcome back to another episode.
This is really weird because this is our first time recording remotely.
Yes, so my sister unfortunately got COVID, so I am isolating. So we are doing this via WhatsApp call, video call. So
yeah,
it's very weird.
So hopefully the audio sounds fine and we were able to link everything correctly.
Hopefully we'll actually be able to use the episode.
Yeah, if you're hearing this right now, it's really positive. Yeah.
But I'm actually in Stellenbosch right now and Max is all the way in Cape Town. So we're like,
oh my God, we're doing like long distance.
Miles and miles apart. So for today's episode, we decided to talk about sort of everything young people and careers and figuring out what you want to do and the stress that comes with that, because Max and I are sort of both in a kind of like transitional stage in our lives where I'm nearly finished my last year of studying, and now we kind of are adults in the big scary world and we need to figure out what we want to do.
Yes, navigating through our 20s. Because we're doing it so well.
We could actually even like do this as like a, not a segment, but like a every month we'll do an episode on like
a checkup.
Navigating your 20s. But yeah, I think we'll just
right into it.
Jump right in. I've written out some questions. Max has also got some topics that we're going to cover.
Our first kind of topic or question is school, high school, how we found high school, how we did in high school, both like academically and just in general.
Okay. I think in retrospect, I enjoyed high school a lot more than I felt like I was enjoying it when I was there. But I think that goes with most things. Academically, I never struggled in high school, but I also wasn't like top 10, you know, but
you did really well in high school.
Yeah, but I'm not like a genius, but my matric marks, like I ended up doing well.
She's a humble queen.
But I had to work hard, that to be fair.
Yeah, you did work really hard.
Like I took math core and science, and I was at master maths and master science every weekend for like 2 hours. And I got lice from the headphones, so
ew, that was great. That's so gross.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's disgusting. And socially, I mean, we had a great group of friends. I feel like, I wasn't like a loner or didn't struggle to make friends. I think what helped with that was like Max and I both played sport. But yeah, I think for me, high school was enjoyable. I don't think I struggled.
I think I had a slightly different high school experience. For those who don't know, I'm extremely dyslexic. So for me, I didn't really enjoy school that much. I enjoyed like the social aspect of it. And like Kate said, I enjoyed the sport. We did quite a lot, actually. We did. Mm-hmm. We also did dance a few types. We did a lot.
Yeah, we did. Like, I actually don't know how we had the time to do, because at one point, like, we were both doing water polo, ballet, modern, tap, contemporary dance. Like, it was a lot.
Yeah, netball.
Oh, yeah. Well, netball was, winter. Yeah.
Early morning swimming. We did a lot. And I remember that my mom, both my parents were, like, the type of parents that I always had to try out a sport, like, at least once.
Mm.
And I remember being, like, in grade one, like, going for, like, one trial of hockey and then getting hit in the face with that ball. And then I was like, nah. And then I would try, like, one day of, like, that, what is it, athletics?
Yeah.
Wasn't a runner. Like, I had to try out, like, every single thing. But I actually often do also think about that, or my parents and I will talk about it and all, but, like, how did I manage to do, like, so much? Mm-hmm. Like, I remember we'd have, like, early morning swimming, then school, then water polo, run to ballet, run to tap, like, contemporary, and then go home. Oh, go to club polo.
Yeah. At afterwards. Like 7 till 6 till 8 at night.
Yeah.
I think crazy. It just shows how pathetic the workload is at school compared to varsity.
100%. Yeah. But also it's so ironic because like back then we could do so much and now I'm like, oh, I can't do that. Like I don't have enough hours during the day. But then we were able to do so much.
Yeah.
I got distracted. I really enjoyed sports and like the social aspect of school, but I didn't enjoy school. I also struggle with anxiety. So the whole like school system made me really anxious. And I just, to be plainly honest, I didn't enjoy going to school.
Yeah, I think that's a whole topic in itself, like how the schooling system is a little bit outdated and it doesn't allow for people who learn in different ways or are passionate about different things to thrive. Like it's very conventional. And if you don't have an interest in math, science and English, and you know, it's not for you, which is not a bad thing. It's, yeah.
Definitely. And I also often have the mindset of like, I don't think, like when I say this, I need everyone to understand what I mean by this. I don't necessarily think everyone who excels in school is naturally bright or at that certain level. I often think you can just learn the test, like testing system or schooling system rather than knowing the work. Like I think often, there's a big difference between like actually understanding what you're being taught and then just knowing how to regurgitate it or answer the questions accordingly. And I think sometimes school focuses on like that, but you might actually know more work than someone who's getting an A, if that makes sense.
No, 100%. And I think that even goes through into university. And if you look back, I'm pretty sure like people like Einstein, it may not have been Einstein, but I think there's like a scientist or a mathematician who actually failed like school maths just because he had no interest in doing that maths. But he then created these whole like mathematical concepts without even the foundations of school maths. So yeah, I think what you said is 100% correct. There's so many people that maybe aren't even as passionate about a subject as you, but they do better because they've learned how to perform in tests and they do well under those circumstances. So yeah, that's definitely prevalent.
Definitely. Yeah, so I, back on my little school thing, so I obviously also had my accident and in grade 10 and then I missed a lot of school. So I dropped maths core and I did maths lit. So that also took a big like weight off my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously I think probably like a large percentage of your work in high school is probably math. I know for like a lot of people that was like their main focus or like the subject that required the most attention.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I don't struggle with maths, but I'm not a boffin. Like you can't just tell me a concept and I can grasp it. So yeah, I went to master maths and I spent a lot of time.
I think a good percentage of, we went to Redham. I think a good percentage of Redham kids went to master maths.
Oh yeah, you'd see so many people there that you knew. Even also the like people from different schools.
Definitely.
But I think that just actually shows that there's a problem with how it's taught in school because it's very much taught for the people who can just grasp concepts.
Yes, like 100%.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, we can move on to the next question. So I want you, Max, and then I'll do it afterwards, to describe what career you thought you would go into or wanted to do when you were in high school, so maybe like 14 to 16, and then what you applied for leaving school, like for colleges and universities, compared to what you actually studied, and then what you would currently want to do as a career.
Jeepers. How many questions? That was literally like four parts.
I can...
I'm trying to remember. No, I remember. I'm just messing with you. Okay, so what I wanted to do when I first got into high school, like I said, being dyslexic and not enjoying school, I was always very set on doing something practical and not necessarily going to a... what's the word? Like conventional, traditional, like university. That was like always in my mind. But I actually didn't know what I wanted to do for a long time. I think there's a lot of pressure in school, especially when you get to grade 10, like choosing your subjects. And there's some people who know what they want to do from the moment they get into high school.
Mm.
And then there's other people who can get all the way to matric or even finish matric and not know. and it being okay not to know. I think, yeah, I think people put pressure on you. And like I say, especially in grade 10, choosing your subjects, and they're like, well, this is like what's going to get you into varsity or not get you into varsity, is a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily the case. Like, you can change your mind. You can also pick up other subjects or even do other subjects like after school. We know a few people who like didn't do maths core but then wanted to go into something that involved maths core, needed maths core, and they redid matric maths to get that. So there definitely are like other options. But yeah, when I, like I say, when I went into high school, I knew I wanted to do something practical, but I didn't have a set thing.
Okay.
And then I only actually decided in matric, like midway through matric, I was figuring out, like, do I want to take a gap year? Do I want to do this? Like, and I actually went, funny enough, to, like, the first time I went to one of those, what is it? Like, career...
Expo
thing. What are those things called? Yes. Yeah. One of those. And my mom was like, just take their pamphlet, like, and just, like, sleep on it. And I did.
Did you apply for other things or were you set on a lit when you found...
I was like set, like I said, so I was, I had the mindset of taking a gap year, and then when I saw the lit thing, it just ticked all of my boxes, because I did have, unfortunately, the mindset of not wanting to take a gap year. I didn't, at that point, I felt like I was going to miss out. And I was nervous that everyone else was going to, like, have a university experience or, like, move on to the next chapter. And I was going to be, like, too far behind.
Yeah, I completely understand that.
Yeah, which is why I started studying and I went to stay at academia. So my course was in Somerset West, but I stayed in Stellenbosch. So I could still, like, have that varsity experience, which I would highly recommend to people who, like, don't go to traditional varsity to do that. I think that's quite a nice way to do it.
Maybe just explain what your course was.
Oh, what I studied. So I studied, like I said, in Somerset West, and it was an event management course. So it was 3 years. And it did everything from like corporate events to weddings to sporting events to government events and all of that stuff, which is really ironic because at the time seemed like a great idea and it was really practical, like hands-on. And then obviously everything happened with COVID and it then turned out to be the worst career choice humanly possible. That's pretty much me. And you, Kate, what did you want to be?
So I also wasn't very, like, I've never been set on a certain thing. And I think going into high school, I was quite interested in architecture. I took design and I've always been quite a creative person. And then we did job shadowing in like grade 10 or 11. And I job shadowed at an architecture firm and I hated it. To be fair, I think maybe it was the wrong firm to job shadow at. It was kind of like a corporate firm with like lots of employees and stuff. So the architect that we job shadowed actually just did emails the whole day. So that put me off it. And then I also job shadowed at a law firm. And then I was like, wow, okay, I want to be a lawyer, specifically a family lawyer. So whilst I was at the law firm, they advised me not to do a straight LLB, which is a normal law degree. They said, like, try and do a BA law or a BCom law just because it's more versatile, and then you'll have a BA or a BCom as well as a law degree. So I applied for BA law as my first choice. I knew I wanted to go to Stellenbosch. And then I applied for LLB as my second choice. And I applied for a BA PPE, which is politics, economics, and philosophy, as my third choice. And I didn't get into BA law. I got into a straight LLB, but I didn't want to do that. So I ended up studying my third choice. And I think it was a blessing in disguise because I absolutely loved my undergrad degree. And then from there, I sort of realized, like, wow, I really don't want to be studying for another 2 years. It's 3 years, I think, actually. Another 3 years to get an LLB. I'd much rather do it through, like, an apprenticeship or something. So I applied for economics honors.
Which you're doing now.
Yeah, which I'm doing now. We'll maybe get into that later with other questions. I'm doing something completely different to what I thought I was going to do in school. And I think that just sort of emphasizes what you were saying, is that it's not, you don't need to stress that much if you don't know what you're doing in school. Even in university, like, it is relatively easy if you get decent marks to move around your within your faculty. So even if you, like, most people who start like BCOMs and BAs don't end up getting the degree that they initially were studying towards, you know, like they change and stuff. So yeah, definitely it's important to just do something. I think subjects at school, it's tough to say do things that will keep your options open, because, like, obviously if you're not into maths or science, like, don't do maths or science. But it is good to give yourself, like, an array, and yeah, maybe if you're not sure, go into a faculty that you can move around and stuff. But now, so where do we want to go from here, Max?
Oh my goodness, I think you need to answer that question first.
Honestly, my answer is I have no effing clue. I have realized that I don't think I would enjoy the corporate world. Yeah, this year has definitely been, to quote Kylie Jenner, a year of realizations. Like I said, I've always been a very creative person, and like artistic ability runs in my family. In school, I sort of opted away from that because I thought that you couldn't make money in creative careers. But I'm thinking that maybe I need to be doing something a little bit more creative, because what I'm doing right now isn't really fulfilling me. It's actually breaking me.
Would you say then, I know this is one of your questions, would you say you picked your, not career choice, but like you picked what to study based on like a financial position rather than a passion?
Oh yes. Yeah. So one of my questions was, were your choices driven by financial or job security or by passion? And I would say that my BA degree was kind of just like, I don't want to do my second choice, so I'm going to do my BA.
Yeah.
But then, yes, economics was definitely, to be fair, like, there are sections of it that I really enjoy, but it was more of a, this is a really good degree to have. Like, it will give me relatively good job security, and it's a good, like, thing to have in your CV or whatever. So, yes, I think it was definitely based off of, it was practicality over passion. And you, what do you think yours was?
Mine is definitely the opposite. Mine would have been quote-unquote passion rather than job security. Well, I guess at the point it was somewhat job security, which isn't the case now. More of a passion, like more something that I enjoyed. My parents were like very good at that. Like, they were pushing me. Oh, especially my dad. He was like, don't, you know, pick something that you're just doing because you feel like you need to, rather do something that you want to do. Looking back on it, I'm glad they did push me to do that. But yeah, definitely more of a passion rather than financial.
I think that also is a good piece of advice from my experience. What I would, if you're like in school and you're applying for things, really just like Google different jobs, like Google jobs that can, because it is important in South Africa. Unfortunately, it's hard to make a good living. Like, we're not a first world country, and so a lot of non-conventional jobs, people do struggle financially. But I just didn't know that there were so many jobs out there, you know? Like,
yeah,
I wish I had just got on Google and been like, what are creative jobs that include a little bit of business, you know? And then I probably would have chosen something different. But and also have a look on like university, like all of the degrees that universities or colleges offer, because I didn't know that there were so many degrees at like Stellenbosch and different colleges. So where would you like to go from here, Max? What is your plan?
Honestly, hopefully up. But that's a hard one. Wait, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, so like, where, like, what do you think you career-wise would want to go into? Like, do you still want to do your events, or has that changed?
I mean, it's, once again, it's one of those things where I think, like you say, COVID's like a blessing in disguise. I, towards the end of my third year, I just lost like an interest. I wouldn't say like a complete interest in the event industry, but I definitely wasn't as like passionate as I was when I first went in. When I first went in, I was really set on like wanting to do weddings and wanting to do corporate events. And then in third year, I kind of was like, I'm not sure anymore. I'm a lot happier with what I'm doing currently, but I just don't know if what I'm doing currently is working out.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with the location. South yes. Africa is not a place that people can thrive off of social media, unfortunately. No.
Definitely not. Otherwise,
we would already be ballers on this podcast.
100%. I don't want to say that, like, I'm not interested in it at all, but it's definitely not my top. Like, if I had to pick my career, it wouldn't be my top.
Okay, so I think basically what we can conclude is that we've both finished our studying and we're completely lost of what we want to do.
100%. And I feel like that's the thing. It's like everyone yeah. assumes that once you go to varsity or do your university courses or whatever the case is, like, you're going to know exactly what to do with the rest of your life and you're going to be set. And that's absolute bullshit.
Yeah.
You can spend 3-4 years studying something and then come out as confused as you, or more confused than when you went in to study.
The only positive is we're confused, but we're qualified for at least something.
Exactly. So. I like your attitude. Glass is half full.
Yeah. So then my next question is, what would your younger self think of where you are now? So, like, your high school self, or even like your first year self, where you are now.
Fire away, Kay. I think you need to start with this one.
I mean, I don't want to get too deep, but my high school self honestly would probably be quite surprised because it's not something that I ever saw myself going into. But what I have been thinking about recently and sort of trying to like wrap my head around is, in first year, I had certain goals for myself. And one being, I wanted to study economics. That being said, in first year, I was getting like 50s for economics. So like, I never thought I would get into honors. I mean, I'm getting 50s now again, but let's not speak about that. Yeah. And there's other various goals for myself that I had set that I have achieved. It's quite interesting because I've achieved certain goals that I set up for myself in first year. And I've kind of realized this year that those goals haven't necessarily brought me the happiness that I thought it was going to bring me, which is a weird thing to process. And now, yeah, I've achieved those goals. And because they haven't made me happy, I'm very lost with what I'm doing with my life.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's not great.
Not at all. I kind of feel awkward answering this question because I think my younger self would be really happy. So I'm sorry.
Sorry to rub it in my face. But
yeah, I'm sorry to rub it in. Honestly, I think my younger self would be really proud of the fact that I made the jump into what I'm doing now. The fact that I did it. I've wanted to do it for so long, but never been like brave enough or had the confidence just because of like the opinions of everyone around me. So yeah, not only do I think my younger self would be proud of that, but I think my younger self would also just be really proud of the things I've accomplished. And I think she'd be really happy. Yeah.
No, but that's good. I'm happy for you. Do you have any regrets about like what you studied, or like this year you took a year to pursue social media? Do you regret that or anything like that?
I don't regret studying because my parents used to always say to me, no experience is a bad experience, it's an experience. So therefore, I don't regret studying because I think regardless of if you study something and it's not necessarily your career path or you don't enjoy it anymore, I think it's good that you got that experience. And like you said, it's better to be at least qualified or skilled in a certain industry or like a sector rather than having nothing.
Yeah.
And I don't regret taking this year off to pursue social media because it's something that I wanted to try, not to get too deep, but I'd rather not look back on life and regret not giving something a try than be able to look back and say, okay, I tried that, but it didn't work out. I feel like that's a better viewpoint to have. And also, I do think that people have a stigma towards taking a gap year and they think that you're wasting a year or whatever the case is. And I don't think that's necessarily correct. Just because other people they always say, don't compare, oh my God, I'm just spewing out quotes today. Don't compare your chapter 3 to someone else's chapter 6 or whatever yeah. their quote is. Just because your friends are, you know, doing a fourth year or working and you're still doing something else doesn't mean that you're doing the wrong thing. And also, I know this sounds really bad because I'm using you as an example, but just because you take a gap year or you're doing something different and your friends may be studying for like 4 or 5 years doesn't mean that they're necessarily in a better position than you. They could still be in the exact same position. Does that make sense?
So like 100%. For us, for example, yeah,
you studied and you were a lot more structured. I did my like little diploma and then took my year off, and we're both ironically in similar situations mentally right now, even though we did different things completely.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a very poignant.
I have no clue.
Poignant.
But yeah, I like I said, I'm not trying to rub it in your face again and be mean to you. And you, do you regret anything?
Also, I don't regret doing, even though I'm not enjoying, well, this semester at least, I haven't really enjoyed my degree. I definitely don't regret it, even if it's just for the lesson that it has taught me. And that is, for a while, I sort of had the mindset that I don't really mind what I'm doing as a job, as long as it gives me the freedom, like financial and I suppose like holiday freedom to do what I want on the weekends and that sort of stuff and travel. And this year has really taught me how soul-crushing working really hard at something that you're not that passionate about can be. But yeah, I think that's a really important lesson that I needed to learn. So I don't regret doing this part of my degree. And I generally think that next semester I'm going to enjoy it a lot more because it's subjects that I've chosen to take instead of compulsory subjects.
Definitely. And I also always think, once again, I think this is something my parents used to say to me, but even if you do something and you realize that it's not what you want to do, at least you've realized that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I definitely am not like crying myself to sleep thinking, why am I doing this and stuff? So
not anymore.
No, I've never cried about why I'm doing this to myself. I've cried about
workload,
my math subject.
Yeah.
And the thing is I know that next year, maybe I will end up in a corporate job, but I'll just be using it as a stepping stone to get to where I want to be, if you know what
yes,
I mean. Yes,
like, 100%.
Yeah. No, so yeah, I definitely don't regret anything. And also, like I was saying, my undergrad degree, it was my third choice. I never thought I was going to enjoy it, and I absolutely loved it. Yeah, so no regrets.
Hashtag no regrets. I'm going to get that tattooed.
Maybe we can do a follow-up this time next year when we are both broken.
Selling our feet pictures on OnlyFans.
Yes. OnlyFans.
100%.
To finish off my questions that I've done, just some, I feel like we have given advice throughout this episode, but do you have any other advice for someone trying to figure out what they want to do, whether it's like they're our age and they've done like studied or they've taken a gap year or any, yeah, at any point in your life?
My advice would be, once again, I think we were quite fortunate at our school we were able to do this, but my advice would be to do internships or practical experience, because sometimes I think we have an idea of a career path we want to go down, but we may glamorize it or whatever the case is, and you don't actually know what it's like to like walk in their shoes, as cliche as that sounds. If you're in school, 100% take advantage of that and try out as many things, even if you're just going like a few days here and there. I remember doing that when we had our job shadow experience, and that taught me a lot. There were a lot of career options or paths that I thought that I wanted to do, and then I job shadowed and I was like, fuck no, same. I do not want to do this. So that would be my recommendation or advice if you don't. And even at like our age now, you can get, you know, unpaid internships or just like shadowing someone or helping out, and it just gives you a good idea of what you're in for. And yours?
I think for me, it's similar to like what we're saying with like no regrets with our choices. I think anything productive that you're doing, you're furthering yourself, and it will ultimately help you in life. So if you are passionate about like something that isn't offered at like a conventional educational facility or whatever, do a short course on it. Like just do things that you are passionate about, because it's more likely that you're going to be good at that, and then you're going to enjoy what you're doing. I feel like you can never regret any form of education. And I don't mean it in a conventional sense. Like my mom constantly does FutureLearn, which is kind of like Udemy courses on things that she's interested in. And whether it will help you get a job or not, you're just expanding your knowledge and sort of like making yourself a better person. So yeah. And also it's never too late to study things and to get qualified.
100%.
Yeah. Like you don't need to have it all sorted out in school, because like I said, I'm doing something completely different to what I thought I'd be doing in school. And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. My last kind of like topic or discussion point is gap years. And that's just because I feel like a lot of people have, maybe it's because I'm sensitive because I'm doing one right now, but a lot of people I think have a stigma towards gap years, either because of the fact that they are wasting quote unquote a year of their lives where they should be doing something else, or they feel like other people are
for
advancing.
Me, I chose not to do a gap year,
which
because
I don't think is correct.
I just generally thought like if I stop studying, I'll lose my momentum and it will just be difficult to get back into studying. And I think that is true for some people, but looking back on it, I think gap years are great, because the whole concept of having to decide your future when you're like 18 years old is ridiculous. And at least going on a gap year, no matter what you're doing, it just gives you a little bit more time to think about what you want to do and find your passions and that sort of stuff. And I think especially if you're going overseas and you're traveling by yourself, or you're going to mature so much and sort of become more of an adult compared to your like the 18-year-olds that are going into university. So I think gap years are great. And also, you can take a gap year whenever you need, you know, like I'm considering taking a, not a gap year in that like I'm going to travel and not do anything, because I don't think my parents are just all of a sudden going to fund that.
Yeah.
Mom, if you're listening. But yeah, I'm considering not necessarily getting like a job that's going to tie me down next year, and rather doing something that's flexible so I can explore like more passion projects and that sort of stuff.
Definitely. I think that's a good idea. I also think what I personally would advise, if you get to the point of like matric and you really have no idea, then perhaps a gap year is something that you should look into. I mean, if you get to matric and you're pretty set and you know what you want to do, then do it.
Yeah.
But if you're not set on something and you would rather take a gap year, I just don't think you should have that mindset of it's a waste. Rather, like you say, use it to try different things or expand your knowledge. And I think the issue with gap years is people assume that you're literally just sitting at home doing fuck all. But you really can use, I mean, it doesn't have to even be a year, but you can use that time to the best of your abilities, and you can make it a really useful time.
Yeah, you can still be productive. And like a lot of people also, their gap years, they are working, they're gaining work experience because their parents aren't going to fund the whole year.
Yes.
Or they're doing like short courses and that sort of stuff. So I think it's great. I would highly recommend, like I said, I'm considering a gap year.
I mean, mom and dad, if you're listening, please continue to fund my year. Don't stop now. No, you're close.
I think my gap year is going to be a Kate funded,
yeah,
funded gap year. Go buy a van and just van life it.
Van life.
Maybe Max, shall we do that next year?
Should we do a road trip?
Yeah, we should buy a van and then we can vlog our trip.
Yes.
Across where we're gonna go, Europe.
100%.
Let's do
it. Oh my god, I would do that.
And it will be get ready with me in a van now.
Oh my goodness. Okay, that's what we're doing. I mean, why? Okay, let's change our answers. We are very happy. We have our year next year all sorted out and we're just feeling at ease.
Yeah, we're feeling great.
I mean, we're going to have to work on the cupboard space.
Oh, yeah.
It might be.
We'll get a trailer.
Yeah.
Max, your wardrobe will be a trailer.
Yeah, we're going to have to look at alternatives.
I don't know how we'll fund it.
Anyone want to sponsor us? Hello?
Yeah, shall we start a Patreon and you can donate towards petrol?
Or one of those the GoFundMe pages.
Yeah, GoFundMe. Go fund our van trip.
Oh my goodness. That'd be so good.
That'd be fun. Actually, I think we'd probably rip each other's heads off.
Kate and I are the type of people, like, I always see on TikTok, like, we're the type of, like, best friends that we don't touch. Like, that's not our thing. It's just not it.
That's why if one of us got COVID and we saw each other, we'd probably be fine.
100% we would.
Yeah, like that's what I've been saying to my sisters. Like, thank goodness I'm not like an affectionate person, because to be fair, I only saw her for 2 days, but still, like, I probably would have got it, and now I'm fine, you know? I don't have any symptoms.
That's just not, I often think about, like, I'm like, oh my God, if there ever is a day that I have to like be there for Kate, if something had to happen, like I wouldn't know what to do. I just stand there saying like, I'm so sorry. Oh yeah,
if I have to console you.
Yeah, I don't know how I would even go about that.
I'd buy you a teddy bear to hug.
Even that's a bit too far. I wouldn't want to get that close to you.
So happy, guys, you won't realize, but the technical issues we have had.
If this episode is out right now, I am a genius.
Yeah. Max is editing this. I definitely owe you. I'll fill up the first tank for our van.
Thanks. Yeah, no, this has been really entertaining, very fun. Like we said, hopefully you're hearing this. Hopefully it's made it out.
Yeah, because we have spent probably, I mean, yeah, it's like an hour recording this, if not longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's more just the technical difficulties. We had phones dying, earphones
not working.
All funny it's games.
It's all Apple's fault, okay? Because Apple, you can't have your earphones plugged in whilst you charge your phone. And unfortunately, Max lost her AirPods in a very tragic accident.
So if you could sponsor my AirPods as well as my van, that'll be at GoFundMeGRWM.com.
GRWM van. Van life.
Yeah. Van life. Yeah. .com. Please. Thank you.
Okay. So, right. I think
that's everything. Yeah,
that's all.
Oh my gosh. What?
No, we kept speaking of each other, but it's fine because, yeah. Hopefully next week we'll be able to get together. Actually, we will, I think, because yeah, I'll have isolated enough.
Yes.
And we can get together and have a in-person episode, but we
100%.
Hope you enjoyed this episode and maybe we gave you some advice and settled some people that were feeling the same as us made some people feel at ease that they're not alone. If you're settled 22. Settled some
nerves. I think that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hopefully we made you feel at ease that you're not alone if you're 22 and lost.
22? Bitch, I'm 21. I'm young. Yeah, I'm thriving. I'm not old like you. Goodness gracious me. I'm fucking young.
Anyway.
We hope you enjoyed. And we hope that you still staying sane, because we're obviously still
staying
in lockdown.
Sane and staying safe, guys. COVID's rampant at the moment. Love you. Bye.